This is Judith Richards interviewing Ann Rorimer at her home in Chicago on November 15th, 2010 for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, Disc 1. Ann, I'd like to start by asking you to talk about your family and, in fact, go back to your grandparents, or even further if you wish, and then talk about your parents, and then we'll get to when you were born. Starting back with your family.
Well, let's see. Starting with grandparents, I didn't know the two probably more interesting grandparents on either side. My grandfather, I'm just actually starting to do some research about him because he was fairly prominent. I think you would call him an interior designer for...
What was his name?
His name was Louis, L-O-U-I-S. Rorimer, same as me, same as my brother. And as we're sitting here, I'm looking at a book written about him by someone doing after her PhD.
Where was he born?
And he was born in Cleveland, Ohio. And all his archives were lost, I think, in a fire in his studio when after. Well, the firm was called Rorimer Brooks, so Rorimer as in my name.
Mm-hmm.
Brooks, I think it was B-R-O-O-K-S. Yeah, and maybe I should just say now, because people get this wrong in all kinds of recent writings, that he changed his name to Rorimer from Rorheimer, which I can't even spell now, but it had two H's in it, and people get it all wrong.
R-O-R-H?
I think it was R-O... No, I'd have to...
Maybe R-O-H-R.
Heimer, H-E-I-M-E-R.
Looks good.
And it wasn't because of being Jewish, and he came from a prominent Jewish... His father did a lot of good deeds in Cleveland.
So he was born in Cleveland, and his and his father, your great grandfather, was also born in Cleveland.
Gosh, I'd have to look it up. I have some Xeroxes because he was one of seven children. He was the youngest, and they all kept the name Rorheimer. And the one I know about the best, because we still have his house in Ohio, where I grew up spending summers, kept his name as Rorheimer. So the books, you know, his signature in books, this belongs to, was Maurice Rorheimer, as opposed to...
Maurice, his name was...
Was the, his older brother of other... Well, anyway, there is a family tree, but somebody can do the history of
So he was an interior decorator. Interior
designer. I wouldn't want to say decorator, because he designed furniture. I can show you one or two pieces. Mm. I think his... His real love, or what he would have was best at, was the 20s, 30s Art Deco, but he was working in a very conservative environment in Cleveland, so he did a lot of, well, you saw my lobby downstairs, it's sort of reminiscent of that Tudor medieval kind of look. But I'm not a decorative arts art historian, but that's... what I would say just off the cuff. So there's research to be done there, and there's by other people. And there have been some little exhibitions recently in Cleveland, and some interest is brewing. So in my rush to be interested in contemporary art, I never focused on my grandfather. But now I'm trying to take an interest so I can pass along any little tidbits of documents I might have to the right people, curators.
And who did he marry? Who was
and
your grandmother?
He married a granny one. Edith. 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 Suddenly I forgot her maiden name. Isn't that ridiculous? Can we stop for a second? Her name was Edith Joseph, one of 13 children. Yes, the good old days. From Cincinnati. And,
How did they meet?
I forget.
Was she involved professionally in any field?
No. I did know, and we could